Welcome. My name is Elliot Dasher. I am a physician and meditation teacher. I'm delighted to be your host and partner for our 10-session course, The Practice of Direct Awakening. Each session will consist of a short teaching, followed by a practice that will enable you to directly experience the teaching. In this first session, we begin with the two fundamental practices that will enable you to calm your overactive mind. In further sessions, we will explore the essentials of an awareness-based meditation and understanding of the two selves, the ego self and the natural self. And finally, we will experience the practice of direct awakening and explore the qualities of human flourishing. Upon the completion of this course, you will understand and experience the two aims of meditation. Each step is essential. Please be patient and attend to all the practices as I progressively guide you from the basics to the pinnacle of meditation. What are the two aims of meditation? The first is cultivating a healthy human life. The second is transcending our limited day-to-day self to discover our true essential self and its extraordinary qualities of human flourishing. That's what's called the awakened mind and life. Awakening from the limitations and constraints of our day-to-day personal self to the spacious and boundless awareness of our natural and true self. In this session, we begin by focusing on two quick, simple, and sure methods for quieting the mind. A calm mind is the basis for all further progress in meditation. So that's where we begin. Whenever your mind is out of control, these methods will be available for your use. They're your go-to practices to still the coarse activity of your mind. So let's begin. Close your eyes, sit comfortably in a chair or on a cushion, straight back, muscles relaxed. We are now ready for the first breathing practice to quiet the overactive mind. I want you to follow this three-part sequence. I will first demonstrate. Begin by taking a deep breath in like this. Then rapidly and forcefully blow your breath out. While doing this, imagine you are dropping or blowing out all of your mental activity. And then hold your breath as long as you can comfortably. A word about your breath. When you hold your breath, you are physiologically deactivating the areas of the brain that are responsible for excess mental activity, what is called the neurodefault mode. When holding your breath, mental activity quiets, and you experience a naturally calm and still mind. There is no thought, no mental commentary during this breath hold. So repeat this sequence, deep breath in, force breath out, hold and rest in the calm mind like this. Now try this on your own for 2 minutes. I will remain quiet, but add some commentary here and there. You may extend the duration of the calm mind by prolonging the breath hold. After the breath hold, carry the feeling of calm awareness into the next in and out breath. This physiological way of calming the mind is effortless. All you have to do is the practice. Deep breath in. Forced exhalation, dropping everything out of your mind, all the content. Hold the breath and rest in the stillness. Notice the quality of awareness, stillness, the lack of thinking or cognition when you're holding the breath. This is a facsimile. It's a glimpse of what we're aiming for. You can use this powerful ancient practice whenever you need it, for as many cycles that are necessary, even during the afternoon, during the day at a meeting. Do it with your eyes open. Just take the in-breath, the out-breath, not so forcibly so it's obvious, and a hold at the end, and you'll see yourself calming down. We will now practice a second method that will similarly deactivate the brain areas that support the overactive mind. When breathing in, extend the in-breath as slow and as long as you can, and similarly on the out-breath, extend the out-breath as slow and as long as you can. Take the hold, the pause of the breath at the peak of inspiration. So it's like this, in-breath, pause, out-breath. In-breath. Pause breath. Out-breath. Practice this for the next period of time. Remember, the longer the pause, the more you can experience the aware, still mind without any thought or cognition. Again, this is a technique you can use for a few moments here or there during the day, or at any time in your meditation, if your mind becomes uncontrollably overactive. You can use either of these breathing methods to calm an overactive mind. It's not necessary to use more than one method. Use what works best for you. Just a few more moments of long extended breaths and holds. Now you can slowly let go of the breathing practices. When practicing on your own, you may continue with these practices until the mind settles. Then gently shift your awareness to the still and unsettled mind. Drop any residual mental activity and rest in the still aware self. Breathing normally, harmoniously. Relaxing all the muscles. Just being still. Doesn't mean a thought or feeling or image may not arise. If it does, don't grasp onto it. Just let it go, and you remain in the awareness and the stillness. Just be here right now, the present moment, without any effort. Just relax into what is as is. Let background noise come and go on its own. This is effortless and simple, because what you're experiencing now is what is always there. At any time, if your mind takes over, you can briefly return to a breathing practice or simply take an extended breath hold. So remain in the calm mind, practicing the breathing practice when indicated by an overactive mind. And appreciate the stillness, the lack of what overactive thinking, the just clear awareness that's there in this natural space of yourself. Nothing to do, no place to go, muscles relaxed, mind relaxed, spaciousness, openness, lightness, and ease. Please practice these methods in both a formal daily 10 to 15 minute sitting practice, preferably in the morning, and also by taking small breathing and stillness breaks during the day. Accustom yourself to using breathing practices to sustain a calm mind. This is the foundation for the practices in the sessions that follow. In our next session, we will explore the subtlest and most natural method of overcoming the overactive mind. I will leave you now, but if you wish, you continue on your own as long as you would like to. Please practice until the next session.